I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man, these gender reveal things, some people really blow these into a huge party. I know that one of the girls that worked here and her husband, they had a gender reveal party with a golf ball where you swing at the golf ball, and the powder is either blue or pink that comes out of the golf ball to tell you whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. There's all kinds of other things. I see some pretty elaborate ones online. It used to be where you just said, hey, we're having a boy.
Yeah.
We saw the...
Or it was revealed when you had the baby and the doctor was like, it's a...
Right, exactly. So you were at one this weekend, right? Did you go to one?
Yeah, I was at one. I actually helped host it.
And how did that work? How did that unfold? What was the setup? What revealed the gender?
Well, it was kind of a twofold. They had little smoke cannons that went off, and then they had, or smoke bombs, and then they had confetti cannons that went off once the smoke turned that color.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they had a little girl, so congratulations to them. But one of the cannons didn't shoot off, so I kind of feel bad. It's like one-sided poof. And the other one, we couldn't get to work. It malfunctioned.
Three days later, it's going to explode randomly in the backyard.
Yeah. Leave it sitting there and see when it actually happens, right? You can't trust anything mechanical, can you?
No.
Or electronic or anything that's programmed by a computer.
Does this count as the baby shower or no? That's separate. That's a separate thing.
I don't know. No, I think it's separate. Ain't it?
That's separate. You have the gender reveal. Then you have at least a shower. Some have more than one shower. But then you have a shower. And then you have the baby. And then after that, people get you other gifts.
Did people wear, because you're supposed to wear what color you think, right? Like pink if you think it's a girl, blue if you think it's a boy.
Well, Kelsey and I already knew what it was, so we kind of evened it out. She wore something pink. I wore something bluish, tealish.
Just in case, right?
Yeah. And then we went around, played a little game of you had to guess what your guess was. And they
videotaped that, I guess.
I videotaped it. I did it in slow-mo. She wanted it in slow-mo, so okay. I did that.
All right.
But it was really fun. But I just really wish that other cannon went off. We tried for the next 2 hours to twist that thing. Nothing happened.
Dead.
Nope.
Did either of them want, because I have a bunch of friends who have kids, and I'm always like, oh, you know, what are you going to have? Did you want, like, as long as it's healthy, I'm like, right. Yeah, okay.
But what did
sure,
you really
but like,
want?
Yeah.
Come on, be honest. What did you really want?
Like, if you had to pick, if you had to make a decision, you'd pick one that you wanted more over the other. Pick one.
Yeah.
We ended up with two boys, and we already knew two's enough. We're not going to keep trying. Like, some people just keep trying. They got, like, five kids. Woo! Finally, on the fifth one, we got what we wanted.
That's one of my friends. She has two boys, and her kids are, like, big. That was a big baby.
Yeah.
And they're, like, going to be, like, football players.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant again. And she's like, I really am hoping for a girl. And I was like, oh, will you keep trying? And he's like, no.
No.
We will not. They have to move. They have to now move. They have a they had a small, like, starter home, like, two-bedroom home. Or maybe it was three bedrooms. But they're like, we have to move now to accommodate for another kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a small house.
You know, I always wonder about these couples who find out they're having twins or something. They're prepared for one, but all of a sudden they got two or three on the way.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, my goodness. What's going to happen
now? We joked about that at the gender reveal. They said, do you want it to be a boy or a girl? Or both?
Uh-huh. Or both. Good. Yeah.
And they're boy like, don't even.
Hey, well, don't do what these people did. They had the gender reveal party, and then they faked the whole pregnancy. They had a baby shower and got all the baby gifts. They even bought a realistic doll to make people think the woman gave birth to a child.
Oh my gosh.
So they could take some pictures and stuff.
Because up to a certain point, you could be in the clear for a lot of things if you're just faking things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just put a little weight on, be like, yeah, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, well, these people really went all the way. Then, after all, it gets worse. After all of this, they then fake the baby's death so they could bilk their friends and family out of more money to pay for the funeral and stuff.
Where did this happen?
In Pennsylvania. A few of the former friends, they're not friends anymore, talked to some reporters about it, including the woman who organized that big baby shower that they had. And I want you to hear what she had to say. Here she is.
For the extent that they went, I mean, they held a memorial service for this baby and everything. You always have like a gut instinct that something isn't right. I kind of felt that.
It sickens me, to be dead honest with you. Somebody will go to that effort and put even the child's name in jeopardy. They even named this baby. I mean, come on, people.
What they did to people, their own family, people that were true friends to them.
How mad would you be if they took the name that you wanted, though? And even though that baby never really existed, you now cannot name your future unborn child this.
I feel like that's some bad juju, though, for them going forward.
Oh, you know that's it. That, you are absolutely
They don't care, though. Look at what they're willing to do. It doesn't affect them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.